Hello, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. It's time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at all your markets for today. After this.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H, and to sponsor reports from the 2016 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransco.com. That's ITCTransco.com. ITC. Your energy superhighway.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. CP&K for details.
Well, cattle futures started to focus on stability by midday in nearby contracts as prices were mixed in a narrow range. The ability to pull back from strong early losses as commercial interest steadily moved back into the market helped to bring stability into the complex. Firming support moved back into live cattle futures as traders backed away from early aggressive market losses. The lack of follow-through pressure seen by midday likely sparked additional late-day buyer interest and commercial interest at the end of the week. Trade volume was sluggish as expected, but this may have limited price movement into narrow ranges. And early pressure quickly developed across cattle futures this morning, pushing prices to triple-digit losses, but the market retracted early losses with mixed price levels seen by midday. Triple-digit pressure continued to hold in deferred feeder cattle trade, while nearby contracts focused on narrowly mixed market movements, with the focus on drawing price support back into the complex. And grain futures were mixed today as a fairly quiet overnight session headed down the home stretch, restrained by weather and uncertainty over the October 12th USDA report. Other markets also appeared lackluster, weighed down by a strong dollar. Corn prices were softer, holding to an inside day following yesterday's small bearish reversal lower by December. The nearby's 25-day moving average tried to cross over the 50-day, a bullish signal for some fund managers. Soybeans were lower again today, sending November futures to another test of its short-term support line. For the last 2 weeks, with Chinese markets closed, export news has been relatively thin this week. Export sales are expected to run close to 50 million bushels in the summary for last week. Wheat prices posted modest gains today, picking up a little follow-through buying after Wednesday's rally, and hopes for better exports triggered a little short covering, with Minneapolis again paving the way, rallying to a new 3-month high yesterday before profit-taking set in. That's all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.